Is it true that you, the first thing you do when you wake up is like bang out a game of Call of Duty?
Yeah. You know that?
So that, I mean, it's so funny to me because like that doesn't seem like the typical like productivity influencer. So like, why? Tell me about it.
I don't know. For me, I always tell my followers or my besties, as I call them, I always say, you know, don't do what you feel, what other people tell you to do. Do what feels right for you. And I always say, you know, if you're struggling with waking up early in the morning, what is one thing that you really look forward to doing? And I told them, I say, gaming doesn't sound like the conventional tip, but for me, gaming motivates me to get out of bed. So why not?
That's so awesome. And I love that because I love people that kind of swim against the current of like the cliche online influencer model. So I think that's really, really cool. I'm really excited to chat to you, Faye. I know a lot of people in the school community are as well. You currently run the number one community on the platform in terms of engagement, which is crazy. You've almost 20,000 members inside Faye Films Academy. You have more engagement than some groups that are five times bigger than you, which is just incredible. You have a YouTube channel with over 1 million subscribers. Tell us about your niche and how did you get into it and how did you start creating content around it?
I just fell into it naturally. Honestly, I never imagine this whole content creation career or journey to happen to me. I was just a daycare teacher and a lot of my kids, yeah, they were like 7 to 9 years old. A lot of them were asking me for study tips, you know, especially since they have trouble being like distracted and having trouble focusing. And I just thought, you know, my tips really helped the kids. So why not I share a few of them online? And this was during the pandemic. So I actually deferred my entrance into university. And so I was like, you know what, I have a bit more free time. Let me just figure out how to do this YouTube thing and hopefully my tips, you know, reach someone and help someone. And one of my videos blew up and here we are today.
Which video was it? How did you feel whenever that happened? And did it give you the courage to like keep going or talked about that transition?
Yeah, definitely. It was my how to score 12 A's in SPM. So SPMs are a national exam in Malaysia. And so I did well in that exam and I thought, you know what, I'll share some of my tips that I have for others who are sitting for that exam. And because the study niche in Malaysia at that time was so small and new, I was expecting maybe 100 views at that point. I think I had like a few hundred subscribers, but that video took off and I just decided, you know what, I'm going to make more videos to help more people. Like I said, I never imagined this to be a career. So there was no pressure for me to perform. If a video wasn't doing well, I'd just be like, yeah, okay, whatever, that's fine. Yeah, I had no pressure, honestly. And so I just continued making videos. And I think because it was a lot more natural and there was no pressure. And so my audience loved that. And here we are today, still doing it 3 years later.
So cool. And like, did your students ever like discover your YouTube channel? Was there ever that moment where there's like, miss, we saw you on the internet?
Yes. Okay. It wasn't that positive because the way they said it was, hey, I saw your YouTube channel. You have so little subscribers though.
They're like, miss, we watch Mr. Beast. He's way bigger than you.
I know. I told them, right? I was like, oh, I just want to let you know, like, I'm going to ask you and your parents for consent, you know, if you want to be in my YouTube channel. They're like, yeah, sure. Yeah, sure. So I think they were thinking PewDiePie and Mr. Beast, not
with
like 20 subscribers.
That's so awesome. And so how did you come across school and what made you decide to bring your community of besties? And I love the way that you guys have a name. What made you think it was a great platform for you and your besties to come onto?
Yeah, so my boyfriend is actually a huge fan of Alex Hormozi. Yeah, he follows his content. You know, he's really inspired by Layla and Alex. And so he found out that Alex was investing into school. And that's how he first got introduced to it. And so he did his research. He looked more into it. And he told me, he was like, hey, I think this is the perfect platform for you to launch your own community and, you know, gain like a closer engagement with your besties. And I was like, you know, let's hold off for a bit. Because it was during exam season last year. And I was like, oh, I don't have time. It sounds complicated. But after exams, when I looked more into it, I was like, no, it's actually pretty simple. You know, I really like, you know, how easy it is to communicate with my audience. And so we planned the content in it for a few months, and then we launched it in, I think, February. Oh, it seems so long ago, but it's just February. And yeah, I couldn't imagine it doing this well, honestly.
It's incredible. And so there clearly was such a demand from your audience that you've spent many years serving and curating and growing that community. They wanted more, and they probably wanted more from you, but also they wanted more from each other. What's it been like to go to the next level of relationship with the besties?
I think what surprised me the most was how so many of them are just genuinely excited to help others. Because for me, for the past 3 years, it was always me giving the value, me giving the tips to my besties. And when I started this community, I was telling, you know, my boyfriend who gave me the idea, I was worried that, you know, I would have to make content every single day. I was worried that they won't get any value out of it. And I was just, yeah, worried all the time. And when I launched this community, within like a few hours, people were already creating Notion templates for each other, giving advice, lifestyle, beauty tips, productivity tips. And they were just, I was just so amazed by the fact that there are so many genuinely sincere, kind, and inspiring people that are just willing to help others with no responsibility landed upon them. I just, yeah, it just amazes me until now.
Absolutely. Yeah, and your community is a really beautiful place. Like, it's really special. And you guys have this lovely thing called the Focus 50 Challenge. Tell us a little bit about that and how that helps promote engagement and interaction with each other.
Of course. So on my channel, back in my YouTube channel, a lot of them tell me, you know, hey, say your tips are really, really helpful, but I find it really hard to start. You know, I need someone to tell me, you know, what to do every day so that I get the motivation to get the engine going, you know, and get the motivation going. And so I decided to create this thing called Focus 50, where it's just 8 simple steps that you have to do every single day that is not too hard to implement into your own routine, but challenging because you need to do it for 50 days, right?
Yeah, and all 8 of them. That's the crazy bit. It's the, you know, because each of them by themselves, so, you know, let me pull it up here. So, you know, wake up before 9 a.m., drink a cup of water immediately after waking up, eat breakfast, bonus if it's healthy, spend 10 minutes planning your day, finish your top task for the day. That's massive. If people just did that for 50 days, that would change their life. And number 6, write one thing you're grateful for. Number 7, and I love this one, help 3 people in the Fay Films Academy community, which is great, and clean your space for 5 minutes. So each of those things by themselves, yeah, pretty achievable, but it's doing them all.
Yeah.
It's a powerful challenge.
That's why I don't want to create something too overwhelming for them, you know, but I wanted to create something that will push them, you know, to be consistent for 50 days. And I created, you know, the 7 step that you mentioned that you really like about helping 3 other besties in the community. And so I was thinking about how to track their progress, because it's so easy, because I told them that if you complete this challenge for 50 days, you get a surprise from me, a present from me. You know, just as a little like token of appreciation and a little like, you know, motivation to help them keep going. And so I was like, how do I track their progress? And I realized that the only way I can track it is by tracking their activity on the community. Right? That's the only real way I can see that they've logged in every single day. And I realized by helping others every single day, it's not only so good for your own sense of purpose and your own mental health, but to know that you've helped someone for 50 days, that's amazing. But also to help engagement within the community. And I mean, I think it worked. I mean, we're number 1 right now. And yeah, I realized that when they come on every night to update us about their Focus 50 challenge, it's like a rippling effect, like a snowball effect, because it inspires others to keep going with their journey and help others at the same time. It's pretty amazing. I never imagined that it would do this well. And I'm really, really proud of them. You know, some of them are going on to like day 14, 15. I'm just so proud of them.
Wow. And I mean, the positive feedback loop and the constant positive reinforcement of that challenge. Yeah. It's just so incredible. And I was like shocked whenever I saw it. Like, you're currently level 8 inside your own community, which is a really big deal. Like, that's a lot of points. You know, I think Sam, who built school, I think he's level 8 in his school community. So, you know, the engagement's crazy. And I'm looking at this, so the all-time leaderboard, you know, someone's got 7,000 points, someone's got 6,000 points. Like, those are huge, huge numbers. So that in and of itself speaks of just how insane the engagement is.
Yeah, some of them asked, like, how do I be like you, like rank on the leaderboard? And the top, I think the top 5 or the top 3, they sent a screenshot of their screen time on the community, and they were spending like 5 to 8 hours every single day on the community. I was like, oh my God, there's more than me.
Well, hey, it's better than spending 5 or 8 hours on Facebook. I tell you that. It's That's a positive true. Environment where you're learning, you know?
Yeah, definitely. That's why I created an Instagram account, actually. It's called Faye Films Academy on Instagram. And it's just to feature these useful, productive, amazing posts, you know, in a different way, like to highlight, because we get so much content every single day or every single second. And so we wanted to really highlight the informative, high-value ones. And so that's why we created that Instagram account. And yeah, and they love it. They're like, oh my God, I wish I'm going to work hard to be featured on this page. And I'm like, you can do it.
That's awesome. So any challenges of scaling a community so big and so quickly that you could share with us for other people who want to do the same?
Yeah, definitely. I didn't imagine that I would be spending so much time managing it every single day. And so I really value, and I say this in like the about page, but I really want to make this space safe for my community, because majority of us are girls and majority of us are, you know, young to my age, about mid-20s, early mid-20s. And so I want to make sure that it's Faye Films Academy is a safe space for anyone to talk about anything. And when I say that, I mean it. And so me and my team, we spend a disproportionate amount of time managing and making sure that any post that gets reported gets tended to. And my admins chats are open 24/7. You know, it's people are awake. We make sure that there are people from different time zones, so there's someone awake all the time. And you can chat to them about anything, whether you need tips, advice, you know, need help reporting a post. And so there's always someone online to help you. And if you're uncomfortable, just report the post and we'll tend to you and make sure that, you know, if they're really being malicious, they'll be banned. Or if they need a little bit of help, they're unsure about the rules, we'll brief them on that. And so, yeah, I think that was a challenge, definitely, like the admin work, making sure that the space is regularly, like strictly actually monitored. And so I think that's just more on me, being extremely like fussy about that. Yeah, and I think that was the main challenge, definitely. I think another challenge is that we're launching our paid community soon. And so like figuring out how to reach a wider audience than just my subscriber base, that's also a challenge. And maybe you have some advice on that, actually.
So at the end of this call, I'll connect you with a great guy called Victor. He works especially with big YouTubers and bring them onto school. And he is the man for talking to about this. So I'm sure Victor would happily give you some time and chat through some really, really great strategies for how you can do it. Because I know for a fact that your boyfriend will really want you to meet her mosey.
Oh, yeah. I was like, you know, I was telling him about like how hard I'm working on this paid community. I'm like creating workbooks, courses and everything like that. And he was like, Would you be top 10 on school games? I was like, what do you care about? Like, you don't care about me working so hard. But he just asked, the first thing he said was, are you going to meet Alex?
Yeah, like, come on. We need a little bit of motivation. This is good.
Yeah, right. He's my right-hand man. So all the admin work that you see on Faye Films Academy, he helps me on. Yeah, and he's working so hard. And especially with the paid community, he was like, we have to get on that leaderboard.
That's awesome. Do you guys have a month that you plan on launching? Are you going to enter into the March school games? Or are you thinking maybe April? Or what's your plan?
We're thinking March school games.
You're going to go for it. Let's go.
I know. So we're thinking of launching in the next like 2 weeks. Yeah, because uni just started as well. We're both uni students, so we have to juggle class and homework and all of that in between. But I'm just working hard on it every single day. And, you know, me and my team, we are grinding. And hopefully we can launch in the next 2 weeks so that I can, you know, reach my dreams of reaching more people and help more people. And my boyfriend can reach his dreams of, you know, being for Mozi. I'm a fan of Mozi as well. Like, Alex and Leila, they inspire me every single day. And, yeah, it would be just, I don't know why, like, I just feel they're so like far, like so out of reach, and to be able to meet them and get inspired and get tips from them, that would be amazing as well. Yeah, I just can't wait for the future, honestly.
Yeah. Well, I think power couples are always attracted to power couples. So I think you guys are getting
on. Thank you so much.
On the note of university, you know, a lot of people, or maybe again, the stereotypical influencer path is like, I'm going to drop out of college, I'm going to do this thing full time. Why is it important to you to kind of finish uni and stay focused on uni whenever there's very clearly this pathway for you?
Because I have an audience, I have a million subscribers, and I just want to make sure that, because I know that I have an influence on my audience, right? I think everyone who does content creation knows that they have some sort of influence. If not, they wouldn't have an audience. And I just want to make sure that I'm using my influence for good. And if I can use my influence to inspire others to be productive, to improve their mental health or focus on their mental health or pursue tertiary education, that's all I can ask for, honestly. Like, I am so aware. Like I said, I never did this for, like, the clout or the fame. I just fell into it, right? And so, like, I'm always hyper aware of the fact that everything I do, you know, people can be influenced by. And I want to make sure that there's a positive, you know, like, ripple effect. And, yeah, I just want to inspire others to pursue tertiary education. I was at an event, like, it was completely unrelated, but I was at this random event and I met like 20 other besties there, you know, coincidentally. And a lot of them came to the University of Melbourne or to Australia to study because of my videos. You know, they watched my videos. They're like, yeah. They're like, you know, he gave me the courage to, you know, apply for scholarships and come here. And I get that all the time. Like in uni, I'll be studying and someone would leave a letter. I have the letters like pasted on my wall right now. They would leave a letter saying like, hello, I just want to thank you for inspiring me to come here and be brave enough to go overseas to study. It's insane. And that just gives me the motivation to keep going.
Have you asked the university if they'll offer you like an affiliate program yet?
Maybe reply my email. I emailed them. I said, you want to work together.
You need to be getting that commission thing. Come on. You're like, the Australian government should be back in this.
I just paid my school fees like a few days ago. I was like, wow, I should get a discount on this.
Absolutely. So any feature requests? Like, I was really interested in what you said about, you know, how you guys work so hard on the admin side and use the word fussy. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, you have curated a really special community, and it's like a garden. It takes a lot of work to get the weeds out and put a wall around the garden, blah, blah, blah. You're a power user of school. Is there any features that you'd like to see added to it that would make your life easier and better and allow you to keep adding the value that you want to in your community?
Wow. Oh my gosh, I've prepared for this before this call. There are a few, definitely. I think a way to see, because unfortunately we have been raided by a few communities this past week. Like, I'm not sure why, but they're just people from certain communities that are coming into our community for malicious intent. And that's what we're dealing with mostly every single day, posts being reported. And we'll appreciate a way we can see, you know, which community person is a part of when they request to come in. Because even though we are very strict, you know, with the answers that people put in, we always say if you don't answer properly, we can't let you in, to make sure that, you know, you're not a scammer, you're not coming in with, you know, improper like intents. But it's just really troublesome to kind of click in and be able and need to see which communities they're a part of, or to see like they have zero activity. Because we don't want someone to come in and like not be engaging, because the whole point about Faithfulness Academy is to help others, right? Whether it's for me or from others. And we can see, like, if they join for, like, a few months already and there's zero activity, it's kind of like, oh, you know that if you come in, you won't be active here. Yeah, so, like, a way to kind of, an easier way to filter out, you know, the members coming in, the requests coming in. And, yeah, also a way to pin more than three posts. Like, that would really help. Or like when you enter our academy, there's like a checklist of things you need to do, because people are skipping our pin posts and asking a lot of questions that we've already answered in our FAQ or our start here posts. So a way to like pin more posts would definitely help. Or like a way for people to make sure that they, you know, have completed the steps that you need to take before they kind of engage with us. Yeah, that would really help as well. That's the top two that I have off of my head.
Yeah, super. I love that. Really interesting. The other thing I just want to kind of follow up on is, twice in an interview, you've used the word ripple or the ripple effect. What does that mean to you? And why does that idea so... You seem to really cling on to that idea. Why?
Because there's not enough that I can do. There's only so much that I can do as a person. And I just feel that if one person, you know, is inspired by me, hopefully, or anywhere else, to help another person or give tips to another person, it would just, you know, have such a greater impact than just me, because this is more than me. You know, if I just wanted to do it for selfish reasons, I wouldn't be making content that's educational and that's so personal, and, you know, that I'm putting in so much effort in, like, 3 years, like, into it. And I just know that the impact that Faith Films and Faith Films Academy is making is much greater than me. And like you said, you know, a lot of creators online, they are, you know, dropping out of uni, they're buying sports cars, they're moving to, like, you know, they're living the life. And I just want to make sure that, you know, my audience knows that you don't have, that success doesn't look like that all the time. You know, success doesn't have to look like that to be success. You don't have to have 5 Ferraris and Teslas to be successful. You know, success can also look like, you know, going out of your comfort zone or pursuing tertiary education or, you know, pursuing a career in something that you're actually passionate about. Or even if you're not going to uni, you know, you don't have to go to uni, but pursue a career that you're passionate about. Yeah, that is what success also looks like. Yeah, and that's what I feel that, you know, Faith Films should be.
That's awesome. Oh, big time, big time. Actually, would love to connect you with Evelyn Weiss as well. She was one of the winners.
Oh, yeah. She's amazing.
She's an absolute champ. And I think you and Evelyn would get on really well. I think Evelyn could also give some really great advice for this paid community as well. So I think there, it could even be a nice crossover, but I don't know. I'm probably speaking out of turn. But yeah, would definitely like to do that as well. Okay, Faye, final question. What has been your favorite success or your biggest win inside your school community so far?
Oh, that's a big question. I think the biggest success is, oh wow, I don't know how to like pick one. Oh my goodness. I think being able to create a community that people feel safe in. That's my biggest success. People in Faith Films Academy, they can ask for help, you know, which is difficult in and of itself. You know, people are willing to give support, encouragement, advice, tips. Like, having a space that's truly positive, that's more than I can ever ask for. You know, having a little corner in the internet where people could just feel happy and go to when they're struggling, or, you know, go there to celebrate. People are willing to celebrate with you and be happy with your achievements. I think that's amazing. Yeah, and I hope that, you know, one day I'll be able to create, like, school communities that other people can feel happy and, you know, safe in as well. Yeah, maybe that's in the works for the future. You know, I don't know. But just doing this for, like, I don't know, half a month? Like, little, like, not even a month yet, actually. That's insane. Well, like, just doing this for a month. I told my boyfriend, who, you know, does the admin work and everything, I told him, I say, one day I would really, you know, want to do this for other creators as well. Not create a space that's just, you know, a way to engage with the community more, but have a space where the community can really flourish and they can flourish with them as well. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, Faye, really, really appreciate your time. It's like, what, like 6:30 in the morning for you right now? It's super late for me. I just put my kids to bed. You just woke up. It's like, we're just about making it work. So, you know, excited that we were able to find the time.
It's amazing speaking to you as well.
100%. Anyone who's interested in Faye's community, there'll be a link in the description. If you're brand new to school, you've never heard of school, there'll also be a sign-up link for you to join and check it all out. And Faye, genuinely, I wish you every success. I love to see what you're doing on the platform. And I'm excited to see you on the top 10 leaderboards in the school game system.
Oh, so, yes, I've been speaking to you too, man.